Mr. Godwin?
Mr. President, members of council, this morning I have just one request from the City of Lewis for a disbursement from your annual municipal police grant fund. As you know, they're changing police chiefs in Lewis, so therefore their request has been signed by the town manager. Normally the police chief requests these disbursements. This one comes to us dated the 29th of last month by the city manager, Paul Eckridge, and they're requesting the full disbursement of $15,000, which was allotted to them this year, as it is the other towns, for the purchase of a new 2010 Ford Crown Victoria patrol car.
All right, any discussion? Do you have a motion?
I do.
Please.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve Lewis, the City of Lewis's request for a $15,000 disbursement from our municipal police grant fund.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the recommendation and request by Mr. Godwin. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
I have a question. It may be inappropriate. Mr. President could let me know if it is or isn't.
Ms. Deaver?
Mr. Godwin, we ask him sometimes to go to Dover on our behalf. And I was hearing that we sent an amendment up to Dover via Mr. Godwin on an amendment to the casino bill. Is that correct? And that Danny Short presented the amendment? Have we done that?
Baker?
Danny Short has introduced an amendment.
Did we send that up?
No, he did that on his own. I did discuss it with him.
You were not instructed to present that? That was not on behalf of Sussex County Council?
Yes, I was instructed to promote that idea with the legislature that there would be an amendment allowing the county to participate in appointing site discovery committees, which there are two in this bill that's coming. The bill hasn't been introduced yet.
Mm-hmm.
Bill 194, well, I guess it has been introduced. It hasn't been worked on the floor yet. It was introduced by the majority leader, Mr. Schwarzkopf. And in the bill, there are two committees that will be established that will determine the sites of the potential new casinos. And the one committee in Wilmington would have the mayor and the president of Wilmington Council on the committee to help select the location. In the committee that was written to be established in Sussex County, all of the committee members would be appointed by the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked to ask Mr. Schwarzkopf if that could be amended. I went and talked with Mr. Schwarzkopf about that to allow this council to participate in that discovery process. And Mr. Schwarzkopf wasn't necessarily accommodating, but Danny Short had called me asking if I was aware of this. I said yes, and then he and I had the same discussion, and he has an amendment to the bill when it comes up in committee for this amendment to be added to the bill so that the Sussex County Committee would have some appointees made by you rather than just all made by the governor. It would bring some parity or some.
Do you have a copy of that amendment? I'd like to know what
we're
doing.
I do have a copy of that.
That's what we're doing. I'd like to have that information.
Sure. No problem.
I think for those that know what is happening, I'm very much in favor of this bill, this amendment.
We should be.
Can you synopsize that amendment? It would simply, again,
the amendment that we're asking for simply allows Sussex County to participate in staffing the search committee. There'll be two search committees looking for locations, okay?
Which is the way Newcastle County
is
handling it.
One location is likely to be in the city of Wilmington. So they asked the mayor and the president of city council to participate on the committee.
How? Now, I think that's incorrect. I think the way the original bill was from Judge Schwarzkopf, the mayor would select two people, and the city council president select one person. They would, on themselves, they would select three people
right
to serve on that five-member committee.
Correct.
And the one for down here, the governor was going to appoint him.
Correct.
That was the difference.
That's correct. And our amendment was to bring parity to that, allowing this council to participate in appointing people to serve on that search committee. That was the equity was the pursuit, was to try and get equity for us as well as Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a discussion with Mr. Schwarzkopf about that, and he explained to me why he had designed the bill the way he had. And part of his explanation was that he thought that of the possible locations, one was likely to be in the city of Wilmington, and the other one was likely to be in a municipality in Sussex County. And that's why he didn't consider giving Sussex County Council the ability to choose members of the committees, because he didn't think that the county would be playing a role in the location, but rather a municipality would be playing a role in the location. So his thought process, as he shared it with me, was that in Sussex County, if there was to be another casino, it would be in the corporate boundaries of a municipality and not in county jurisdiction. That was his reasoning.
And if we did have casinos under our own casino ordinance, does that fall under the state law that's being considered now?
We don't have a casino ordinance.
If we had one.
But to
do, we're looking at one right now.
Yeah, just as a land use issue, not right. Anything else.
Correct. We're looking at, I think what we're looking at is the possibility of a casino zone, a zoning classification.
So then we really aren't concerned about this bill. It really would be a municipality that's concerned about this bill.
Well, only from the standpoint that if there is a new casino located in Sussex County, it's most likely to be in the corporate boundaries of a municipality. That's not for sure.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But as it's been discussed, and according to Mr. Schwarzkopf, the locations that are being reviewed are all within the boundaries of municipality, except for one that was on state land, which he told me or assured me that location has no possibility of being adopted.
So they are going to be in municipalities, yet we would be appointing the committee.
That's the assumption. At this point in time, that's right.
The county would be appointing the committee.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But that is an assumption.
Right.
Because the bill allows up for somebody to entertain what they would pay for a license and where they would put it, who would run it, so anybody could ask for it.
And the same discussion is happening upstate in that it might not wind up inside the corporate boundaries of the city of Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
If the likely locations are inside the city, but if the location were finally to be placed in Newcastle County, then Newcastle County wants the same opportunity to participate. So the conversation's not just a Sussex County conversation, it's also happening upstate.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess what concerns me is that you were given instructions to go to Dover with that idea. I would like to have that discussed before you're instructed to do such a thing. I think the council should discuss that.
I think it's just people on notice that this is happening. So,
yeah,
so we don't get caught blindsided. I don't recall knowing anything about it, so.
Mr. Moore, you can interject here, and I certainly think notice is appropriate. We have to be careful when we have these vacations, like we had for Easter.
I took my telephone with me.
Well,
me too.
We have to be careful because there is a law that prevents the county administrator from polling council members outside a public venue. Creating a consensus violates certain sunshine laws. The president has given certain authorities to work with the county administrator to make decisions such as this. And giving notice is fine of the action, but to actually build a consensus and almost take a vote outside of public purview, I was told violates at least the spirit of sunshine laws. Mr. Moore, have you any thoughts on that?
I would agree that if you do any individual polling of members outside of a published meeting, that would violate the act. That's the same reason we can't come to consensus in executive sessions, that it has to be done in open forum. Now, it's my understanding that this bill has not been introduced at this point, has it?
It's been introduced, but it has not yet come out of committee. Okay. It has a number of amendments. It has a number of potential amendments, and this amendment that we're discussing, it has been brought forward by Representative Short from Seaford. So Danny Short brought the amendment because he called me. I was on my way back from Dover and said, have you seen Bill so-and-so? I said, yes, I just spoke to Representative Schwarzkopf about it. Oh, what did he say? We discussed that. He said, well, I have an amendment. I said, what is it? We discussed that. I said, well, that's precisely what we were asking for. It was parity.
And with that said, it might be appropriate to put it on next week's agenda, and we can talk about
and
it.
And I should say, to defend the process, some, not any individual council member, but when I'm in Dover working on your behalf, it's almost impossible many times to communicate with all five of you when I'm on my feet, so to speak, and have to make some decisions and carry forward some issues.
But this is something we've never discussed.
Correct.
And
I understand.
I want to know what it is that we're doing in Dover.
I understand that.
My only concern is it's kind of a slippery slope.
Yes.
And where's it start and where's it stop? So I would again kind of support that. I'd rather have you make those decisions on the fly.
I don't think you should say such silly things.
As opposed to maybe on things. So.
Well, I try to always follow the directions that the council gives me. I try never to work outside.
But I'm just saying it could be a slippery slope where you start getting phone calls
it
from
is.
The president, and I don't believe the president has. I don't think we've ever delegated the president the authority to make these changes like you would see a president of a council, maybe other jurisdictions. So.
Well, the legislature is out of session until next Tuesday, week from today.
Right.
And I did plan on being there next Tuesday just to monitor to see how things are going. I really don't have any issues that I've been ordered to carry forward or to try to stop. I mean, I'm watching, as you know, a host of.
I'm not criticizing you.
Again, a legislative update next week would be appropriate.
We can talk about
this and other issues. I think you've got your $15,000 for the car.
Yes.
Anything else?
Thank
Mr.
you.
Wilson?
Mr. President, can we put that on agenda so we can vote on it next week?
Yes.
And we accept this agenda or put it down?
That and anything else. I think the urgency of this was that it only kind of came to the surface after our last meeting, and they were talking about
it. Doesn't seem that it was
it
too
on.
Urgent since
we
thought
we had been told that the bill in question was coming to the floor with virtually no notice.
Okay,
it was going to happen Thursday 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So I sort of went up there in a hurry, like I do on occasion, to make sure we're there with a presence, with some discussion as the bill. We were told the bill was going to be worked and possibly passed.
Well, I think communication with you to David, and David can call us and inform us that something is happening, as opposed to asking us for a consensus. So, in other words, just keep us informed.
I don't want to hear
if anybody who's keeping up with this, they would have known that this was very
okay,
urgent.
Sam.
And this was
you're a man with probably sitting around watching, legislature on the internet and following their every move.
So it happens to be I'm interested in this bill. I can take
right.
that to it.
Good.
And since the bill,
let's talk about it next week, Mr.
Thanks.
Godwin. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, I don't want to hear through the grapevine what we're doing.
Right.
Okay.
You should call me, Glenn. I would told you.
I don't.
Old business. No, excuse me. Gina Jennings, Director of Accounting, the Pepper property.
Good morning. At the last council meeting, you asked us to return with a recommendation for the third property that was not awarded to a nonprofit organization during the last bid process of the three vacant county homes. We believe no organizations were interested in this property for three reasons. One, the repairs, which are itemized in your council packet, exceeds $29,000. Secondarily, the house at a minimum could be available for only 3 years at its current location. And lastly, the FAA requires we receive fair and reasonable rent since it is located in airport property. Because of these reasons, we are recommending we place this house out to bid to be purchased and removed from the property within the next year. This recommendation would save the county the cost of demolishing the home in 3 years.
Does the council have any thoughts on this issue, Mr. Wilson? Ms. Deaver?
All right. That's our only
option. Is this going to be a sealed bid, an auction?
We were going to do a sealed bid. We felt that it would get more notoriety if we did that way.
And do we have the right to refuse the high bid in this process?
Low bid?
I don't know. That's
a right to refuse all and all bids stay that way.
Right. We can state that in the RFP, yes.
Yeah, if we had three bids and one.
And the time frame for all this again was how long?
Have a year to remove the house.
But the bid, I mean, you're gonna accept bids, sealed bids for how long?
Up to a month is usually what I do the RFP.
30 days. Okay. So it'll be advertised where?
Local paper? It goes throughout the whole state, at least in one paper there, and a local newspaper, at least two newspapers.
And then it's on our website as well.
Mm-hmm. And we already had an offer?
We did.
Take the house away before?
For the other RFP.
Oh, it was the other one. Okay.
Yes. Right.
It wasn't this one.
And at the last council meeting, we came to the consensus that another
right.
RFP process was necessary
right.
to pursue
okay.
that.
And actually, what she's saying, we had a bid for both houses.
Okay.
And one was 1075, and this one was what?
$1,000, about $1,200.
$1,200.
Yeah. Which got us thinking more strongly about going down this path on mm-hmm. this third house. Mm-hmm. Do you have a motion?
Sure. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the issuance of a request for proposal to allow the purchase of the home located at 21603 Park Avenue, Georgetown, Delaware.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the recommendations by Ms. Jennings. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr.
Good
Wilson.
Job.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. I would take this opportunity to read a letter in part by Senator Bunting. Dear honorable members, it gives me great pleasure to thank the Sussex County Council for authorizing the use of vacant homes for Habitat and AmeriCorps volunteers. Our hope is that Sussex legislative delegation can encourage the use of any vacant state properties for qualified nonprofit organizations that help improve the quality of life in our communities. Again, thank you for your kind considerations on behalf of those in need. Respectfully submitted, Senator George H. Bunning. I think you guys have done a great job along with your committee, and maybe this has started a process that will provide these homes that are sitting vacant and other facilities to those in need. All right.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's all we need is a bit.
Mr. Lang?
Morning.
Morning.
We have one item of old business this morning. It is change of zone number 1694, the application of CMF Bayside LLC for an ordinance to modify condition number 24 imposed on ordinance number 1433 for change of zone number 1393, the application of CMF Bayside LLC for Americana Bayside, which is an MRRPC, Medium Density Residential District, Residential Plan Community, to allow revised commercial entrance location as may be approved by DLDOT, and to permit the commercial use of a 1.27-acre parcel on the north side of Route 54, and specifically tax map number 533, map 19, parcel 17.01. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on February 25th of 2010. Council held public hearing on March 23rd of 2010. The commission made their recommendation on March 25th of 2010. And the recommendation on this application for the amendment on March 25th, Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of the requested modification of condition number 24 imposed on ordinance number 1433 for change of zone number 1393 for the application of CMF Bayside LLC based on the record made at the public hearing, and that the modified condition number 24 should read: all commercial activities shall be limited to the south side of Route 54 except for a 1.27-acre parcel designated tax map 533, map 19, parcel 17.01, located on the north side of Route 54, on which commercial use shall be permitted, subject to commercial entrance approval from DLDOT. Entrance to the commercial area located on the south side of Route 54 shall be a minimum of 300 feet from Route 54, except for a single right-in, right-out commercial entrance to a parcel designated as tax map 533, map 19, parcel 16, which is subject to approval from DLDOT. This modification for modification of condition number 24 carries the following stipulations. One, the site plan for parcel H shall show an additional pedestrian and vehicular connection to and from Founders Avenue within Americana Bayside MRRPC. And two, the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this request for modification to Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the request be approved for the reasons and with the stipulation stated. And that motion carried 5-0. Reference number one to the modification, referencing Parcel H. Parcel H is on the south side of Route 54. It's where the existing sales facility is, which will be removed at some time in the near future. And they proffered in their presentation that they were going to have a vehicular and pedestrian connection to Americana Bayside through Founders Avenue. So the commission felt that was appropriate to make that a condition.
Mr. Lank, Ellen McGee came to the hearing. Do you remember what her objection was?
Her concern at council was the rights in, right out on 54 for the south side. Mm-hmm. She didn't object to the commercial use of the 1.27 acres to the north side. Mm-hmm. And her question related more specifically, she was concerned to make sure there wasn't a way that someone could take a left, basically, mm-hmm. out of the project,
okay.
or a left in. And the median is being, the median crossover will be extended so that a person shouldn't be able to cross.
Okay.
That's the way the, and I showed council a copy of that entrance approval.
Okay.
And Delta has already reviewed the entrance and concept, and they're showing an extension further to the west so that they shouldn't be able to cross.
Okay.
We're going to have to go down and do a U-turn.
It'll be raised curb or be a mounded, typical median type improvement so they can't cross and make a left.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Discouraged. I don't know if they...
mm-hmm. Any other discussion? Mr. Moore, or would it be appropriate for you to read the title?
Okay. An ordinance to modify condition number 24 imposed on ordinance number 1433 for change of zone number 1393, the application of CMF Bayside LLC for Americana Bayside and MRRPC Medium Density Residential District Residential Plan Community to allow revised commercial entrance locations as may be approved by DLDOT and to permit the commercial use of 1.27 acre parcel on the north side of Route 54, tax map number 5-33-19-1701 with the following stipulation. The site plan for Parcel H shall show an additional pedestrian and vehicular connection to and from Founders Avenue within Americana Bayside MRRPC, and two, the final site plan is subject to the approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve CZ 1694. Any discussion? Take the vote, Ms. Deaver.
Yes, it's a logical change, and I agree with the findings of the Planning and Zoning Commission on this.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Based on recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission, I recommend yes.
With an appropriate use, I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Webb?
Laurel Independence Day.
What did we give them last year?
Last year for fireworks, matches. $1,000, split between two councilmen, Mr. Vincent and Mr. Phillips, $500 each.
Make that same motion. Second.
Thank you. $500 for Mr. Phillips for their Independence Day celebration. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The town of Ellendale.
And they're asking for how much?
They're asking for $1,000 for their townwide spring cleanup.
All right. And do you know what our history is of giving that in the past?
Yes. Last year they received $1,000, $250 each from Mr. Cole, Mr. Vincent, Mr. Wilson, and Mr. Phillips.
You know they can.
You know why we gave, don't you? Because you were broke.
Oh, is that right? Isn't that terrible?
And I'm thinking maybe you ought to pay for some Laurel fireworks.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You're not broke now, though.
No, I'm not broke
good.
Now.
Okay, we'll let you just carry on then by yourself.
All right, then we'll take $1,000 out of my account. Just, I'll go on my by myself.
By yourself.
By myself.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
A motion and second to give $1,000 from Ms. Deaver's very
Joan, you could
fruitful
recommend.
Account.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carry.
And the Southern Delaware Choral Society.
And that's for what area?
It's like that's something.
Sure, they service all of Southern Delaware, the Delaware Division of the Arts. They get grants from there. I'm not sure which council. It's a Deltec program. I'm not sure who put it on the agenda.
Deltec?
No, it's Deltec.
I do want to let you know they get an annual human service grant of $500.
Make a motion, we give them $100 each.
Second, please.
Second.
Motion and second
I'd
to
like
give $100. Discussion.
Wait, she's giving more.
Now, I would like to chip in a little bit more.
It's nice when she has money.
Uh-huh. I'd like to chip in $500.
Which would be a total of $900.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a second for that.
Sure.
Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. That's all today.
Mr. Moore, any ordinances to be introduced?
No, Mr. President.
Any additional business to be brought before council?
Steve? We have some. We're continuing to allow houses to be built on existing subdivisions that were built without drainage plans. We're continuing to allow them to be built without a drainage plan. And I happen to live in one of those older subdivisions, and theoretically, I mean, a house could be built right next to where we live, and they could bring in fill, and all the water could drain on our property. I think it's time for us to step up and take some responsibility. At least I would really appreciate it if
you
we
like
would.
That place on the agenda.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else from council? First is Bobby Emmerich.
Now, Bobby, you missed something earlier. So if Mr. Moore will, would you like to do it, or David, one of you
Red
two, would you, before
Dixie's
you
letter.
Start, wait, before you start, could one of you two take the lead and tell us what we talked about earlier? It doesn't matter which one.
Yes, there was a letter written and received and read into the record today. We did have a brief discussion after that was read. Mr. Baker informed the council that action on the two individuals is in abeyance. He is following up to make sure that all staff knows that that's be held into abeyance until recommendations come before county council, and that there will be no further action while that's being considered.
Basically, that kind of takes care of things for me, because I was going to read Dixie's email because I didn't realize that you would handle it.
I read it into the record.
Okay. Would it be appropriate or inappropriate for me to add my own 2 cents at this time?
You've got 3 minutes to add anything you'd like.
Okay. Being that you've already heard Dixie's letter, I'm speaking now on my own behalf, and I echo her statements and requests, and respectfully request that this council grant amnesty for Gene Sisk, Frank DeMeo, and others in CR who are being persecuted, and put an end to a situation that has dragged on for several years now. We need to work on recommendations that have been made by the ad hoc committee and move forward to solve some of the problems faced by thousands of Sussex County residents living in manufactured housing communities. A great deal of time, energy, and money has been spent on this over a long period of time, and we all need to work towards positive actions instead of negative ones. Thank you for allowing me to address this issue.
Thank you very
Thank you.
Much.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeannie Sith?
Does she need to say?
Is your district.
I'm Jeannie Sisk. I live at Sear, and all this has been about me with the shed. I am also asking for amnesty. What I'm afraid may occur after 2 years of dealing with this, that if even the codes are changed, there may still be direct action against me from the Board of Adjustments. And I'm hoping that that does not occur. So what I was asked to do is come here and put myself on the mercy of the council and ask that amnesty be granted to me. I have done everything I know how to do. I've spent thousands of dollars. I don't know what else to do to accommodate the county in this matter. My shed has been, Hal Godwin has seen my shed. George Cole has seen my shed. Many others have. And it's, nobody has a problem with the look of the shed or any of the above. It perfectly matches. It's in accordance with what should be there. We've had three sheds in since 1969. All of them have been 8x10s. The markings on the pad clearly identify and show this. My mother is in the audience. It's 86 years old, and she will testify to all that I'm saying. I do not lie in front of my mother. I would greatly, and George knows her. Mr. Cole knows her. I need amnesty. I need to go on from here. I cannot continue with the appeal. I don't have money to go ahead and get the transcripts, which is going to cost for a two-hour transcript between $600 and $1,000. I just don't have it. So I'm asking for amnesty and today, if I could. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Is Ellen still here? Ellen Oro?
Did you want to say
Did you still want to speak, ma'am?
I'm speaking for myself this morning, and I've watched with real concern. I live in Camelot Meadows, which is right next to Sea Air, and of course, you people have more knowledge than I do, but I just can't believe that this unfolded for Jeannie, as well as I look to the future for other people in those circumstances. And I ask for this to be resolved, if it's possible, today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It will not be resolved today, as it's not on the agenda, but it is being taken under advisement by the county administration.
I have one more question.
Ms. Deaver.
We did receive a $200,000 rebate from the fact that we don't have as many state troopers on the roads, at least for the next few months. I'm interested in finding out if we could fully fund our local police forces this year under the budget, since we do have a rebate.
Okay. That would be a question for administration. It may be something Mr. Baker would take under advisement and maybe provide a memo to the council with options.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Is there any other discussion before I ask for a motion to go into executive session? Please. Motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, excuse me. For the purpose of personnel pending and potential litigation, motion carried.